And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides, and our topic this week is be still and know. We see that there is so much noise in the world today. You are in it. The noise is constantly coming at you from the various portals of communication and media and all of the sources that are churning out, quote, news and, quote, the truth. And there you are. It is like a symphony gone mad, if you can imagine that. So today and this week, we are asking you to be supremely conscious. When your mind is flooded with information and communication and decisions, choices to make, all of the cacophony of the noise of modern day. When you are aware of this, pause. Pause again and breathe deeply and come home to your center. And there you are, in the quiet, peaceful space where God and your spirit reside, where all truth resides for you to tap into, to be blessed by, to share as well. Most importantly this week, it is to watch your thinking. Be conscious of how often you feel perhaps overwhelmed or flooded with information coming in from the outside. When you are aware of this, again, pause right there. If you are striding forward in your life, which we know you do, pause. Breathe. Come back home to your center. And from that quiet, all-knowing place, ask whatever you wish. If it is a media topic that is disturbing you, or a relationship that seems to be going sideways, or children who are perhaps having challenges at school, your neighbor's noise, dog barking, whatever it is, as you are from your knowing space, your central core, ask, and you are asking God, what do I need to know here and see and understand? And the answer may come to simply be still, be quiet, do not take action. Or it will be a whisper of God's guidance as to what to do next, the best and highest right thing to do next. That is what we mean by be still and know. The knowingness is not coming from your human ego mind, because it will simply add extra churn and spin and noise to your conscience, your consciousness, and your conscience as well. So, it is the mind of God that is the knowingness, and you are aligning yourself with this knowingness. It is most important now for you to develop this skill, because the volume of noise will not be decreasing. We will tell you this. And it is essential for you to stand strong and true with what is really going on. The evolution of this Earth planet is in motion, and it is not particularly subtle, because it must happen, the lagging, so to speak, of the restoration. And this is due to the human being's resistance to change. The lagging has caused now a more immediate need for evolution and restoration. You are part of this restoration. You signed up to assist the Earth plane and all of life on Earth, every species, the Earth herself, in this moment of restoration. So you can see, if you allow yourself to be whipped around and jostled and disturbed by all of the incoming messages, then your healing assistance and your assignment on Earth will be more difficult for you. You came here to manifest the power of God on Earth. As you decide to be still and to know in alignment with God's knowingness, that one action in each moment is helping to restore the fabric and integrity of the Earth herself and life on Earth. You may believe that it is too small to make a difference, but dear ones, it is the key now that each being who has the awareness and consciousness of what is going on Earth right now, each of these beings and their contribution to life will be part of the turning and the healing and the restoration of the Earth herself and of all of life on Earth. Be still and know with God. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.